This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Coaching, it turns out, is a $1 billion-a-year business. We're not talking sports, but maybe you or somebody you know has a coach to help bring out the best performance possible at work and by extension in life. That industry has exploded in the past 10 years or so. Membership in the International Coach Federation has more than tripled, fueled not least by companies wanting to keep their best people happy and productive. Ashley Milne-Tite reports.
Noelle Theodosiou runs her own business in Boston. She's been working with a leadership coach for several years.
One thing at a time.
In today's session, her coach, Debbie Tyson, is prodding her to tackle a looming item on her to-do list.
How about resourcing the business? Does that seem like a good place to go next?
Yes, and I don't even know where to start with that.
Okay. We could start with a brain dump about what are all the things that you need support with.
Theodosiou works alone. She says it's easy to get bogged down by negative thoughts or spend too much time on certain tasks. She says that's where a coach helps.
I would attribute a lot of my success to the way coaching has changed my perspective and made some things easier and helped me to prioritize my emotional energy and my time.
It's not just entrepreneurs who are hiring coaches. The corporate sector is also fueling the industry's growth. It uses coaches to develop executives and promising up-and-comers. Magdalena Mook is CEO of the International Coach Federation. She says a decade ago,
it was almost a little bit of a quiet conversation. Oh, I'm not going to tell anybody that I have a coach because that means that I have a problem.
And now?
Having a coach is almost a badge of honor.
Because, she says, it means the organization is investing in your future. Now, the coaching industry isn't regulated. Coaches can train at a coaching institute or not at all. These days, a lot of universities teach coaching. Mook says that adds credibility to something that can still sound a bit woo-woo to some people.
It means that coaching can be a viable profession because there are degrees offered in that field.
There's certainly no shortage of aspiring coaches. Terry Maltbier is faculty director of the Columbia Coaching Program at Teachers College, Columbia University. The course fills up within days. Maltbier says during the first few years, trainee coaches would ditch their day jobs midway through the program.
Which was alarming to me because they had thought through the passion part of coaching. What they hadn't thought through is the business side of coaching.
And the business side can be tough. Coaches are self-employed. Executive coaches can charge hundreds of dollars an hour. Still, according to the International Coach Federation's latest figures, the average coach salary in the US is about $50,000 a year. Completing Columbia's coaching certificate program costs $19,000. Maltbier says that qualification gives coaches an edge in a competitive landscape.
The demand for coaching is increasing compared to, like, say, when I entered this field in 2006. However, the supply of coaches, both trained and untrained, is actually higher than that.
There are a lot of coaches looking for work. Noelle Theodosiou found her coach through a recommendation. And she says the right coach can boost your performance.
It's one thing to change your behavior. It's another thing to see that the result of all your effort translates into good outcomes.
Her business has tripled in the last 2.5 years. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.